Chapter 3. Money does not equal wealth. The English language can play tricks on those who do not spend the time to learn its nuances. Many people think that retirement accounts and mutual funds are the same. Cash and credit are the same, and money and wealth are the same. Retirement accounts, aka RRSPs in Canada or 401ks in the USA, and mutual funds are not the same. I used to work in the investment industry, and I would be absolutely stunned by the amount of people who could not differentiate between their RRSP retirement account and their mutual funds. For most people, their retirement accounts have only ever held mutual funds, only hold mutual funds today, and will only hold mutual funds in the future. For these people, mutual funds and RRSP accounts might as well be the same. However, RRSP and mutual funds are not the same at all. If a shoebox were an RRSP account, mutual funds would be a pair of shoes inside the box. An investor can put any pair of shoes they wish inside the box, and it's still an RRSP account. If mutual funds are brown shoes, the brown shoes can be taken out of the box and replaced with a pair of black shoes, which could represent a privately held mortgage. Many savvy investors with RRSP accounts use their RRSPs to buy investment real estate instead of mutual funds. Shoes and shoeboxes. Please refer to Figure 1.6 in Money People Deal. Cash and credit are not the same. Many Canadians have seen windfall equity gains on their homes in the last 10 years. The rush of doubling or tripling the value of the family home has made many Canadians feel rich. Of course, when we feel rich, we start to act rich, and suddenly, we are using our newly gained home equity to purchase vacations to Mexico, a new car, or renovate the kitchen. What many Canadians do not realize is that the equity spent on consumer goods like vacations, cars, or home improvement creates bad debt. Like all debt, home equity needs to be paid back with interest at some point. The equity in the home is not cash, it's debt. But many people spend like they have won the lottery. Although home equity is not cash, it can be treated like cash and can be used to purchase cash-flowing investment property or to flip real estate for profit. The lines between cash and credit are blurrier than ever. With credit being offered at record low, cheap interest rates, cash and credit in many ways have become the same. When interest rates go back to their historic levels, cash and credit will look very different again. Money and wealth are not the same. Money and wealth are two words that are easy to confuse. Most people use money and wealth interchangeably and say, "My uncle has money," or "My uncle is wealthy." The meanings on the surface appear to be the same, but money and wealth are vastly different. Wealth is measured in time. Money is measured in dollars. The biggest distinction between wealth and money lies in the units of measurement. Wealth is measured in time and money is measured in dollars. For example, if you are living paycheck to paycheck, you only have 2 weeks worth of wealth. If you stopped working, you could only survive for 2 weeks. If you owned a large real estate portfolio that provided you with more passive income than you need to live, then you can say that you're infinitely wealthy because you can survive forever without working again. Why a nest egg mentality will leave you broke. Money is much easier to understand than the intangible concept of wealth. There are many people in the world who have money but zero wealth. One example I can think of is the traditional Canadian retiree. Traditional investment advisors preach that you need a nest egg for retirement. These advisors will say that the average Canadian needs $1 million, $2 million, or $3 million to live off of during retirement. The sad thing is that the investment advisor is planning for their client to sit on $2 million of cash and slowly eat at the nest egg. If the nest egg runs out, so does the ability to survive. Many Canadian investment advisors today are setting their clients up to have money in retirement, but absolutely no wealth. To me, this is very scary because we cannot estimate the cost of living in 5, 10, or 15 years from now. What will the cost of living be 10 years from now? I don't have a crystal ball, but I know it will be higher than today. Will $2 million be enough? I was recently reading a column in the Globe and Mail in which traditional investment advisors offer weekly advice for particular Canadians' investment retirement portfolios. The advisor was evaluating a 55-year-old Toronto woman's portfolio that had a positive net worth of $2 million. The advisor's message to the woman was, "You cannot afford to retire." Although this woman had $2 million of assets, including her home, he advised she was to continue to work because $2 million was no longer enough to retire in Toronto. The woman in the newspaper column is someone with money, but with no wealth. In the 1970s, $2 million was a lot of money. In today's dollars, $2 million may not be enough to retire on. Why we need wealth more than ever before. Most people wake up in the morning, have a shower, get dressed, and go to work to earn money. The problem is that most of us are not working to build wealth. Wealth is passive income that comes in every month whether or not we work or not. We need wealth more than ever before because the world is changing at record pace. We no longer know what industries, businesses, and jobs will be relevant 5 years from now. In 2005, MySpace.com ruled the internet and was sold for billions of dollars. Today, in 2013, MySpace.com is a dinosaur that has become virtually irrelevant on the internet. We need to have a strong base of real estate wealth because unlike high-tech companies like MySpace.com, real estate is primitive, slow, and a stable way to build real wealth. Action step. Evaluate your current financial situation. Do you have money, wealth, or neither? What resources do you have at your disposal to build wealth? Do you have an underutilized RRSP account or home equity line of credit? How much monthly passive income do you need to achieve wealth and stop working?